Good morning. This is How to Build a Better Business. I'm here with Sherry Dotterer, and I am going to share my screen this morning. But first of all, I want to tell you a little bit about me. You can find all the information about me at kathybinner.com, and then just scroll down to the Build a Better Business, and you'll see our free meetups. Then you'll see the course, and then you'll see the mastermind. And Sherry is my co-host today. So I'm going to let Sherry tell you a little bit about what she does, and then we're going to get right into our topic today. So Sherry, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I am a dysgraphia expert. What is dysgraphia? Dysgraphia is a disability in written expression. That means that anytime that you're struggling to get things down on paper, you might have a moment where you might have a dysgraphia moment. However, when it gets to the point where it's just taking over your life and you can't exist, and that can be when the kids are learning how to write, all the way up through writing like a major business report or dissertation or what have you, and you're like just stuck and it just isn't coming out. If it's taking over your life and creating havoc, then it's the disability. What I'm doing is trying to share in those, especially in those early years, how to circumvent the disability before it starts taking over kids' lives. Yes, there's a lot of comorbid things that go with it, but I'm looking at straight dysgraphia and how to overcome it. I'm a sufferer of dysgraphia, so these things that I'm teaching are all applied to me, and they do help my kids as well. And one of the things that really hit me was when kids are gifted and have a learning disability. 9 times out of 10, it is written expression. And the other problem that is out there is 65% of people who have trouble with reading, writing, and math end up in prison. So I'm also trying to help thwart that connection.
Sherry, I did not know that.
No.
I did not know that statistic. Wow.
Yes. So when we're looking at this, and we're looking at what it is that's going out there in the workplace, if you've got a struggling employee, then you really need to think, how can I help that employee overcome the writing challenge? And there are plenty of community colleges out there that have tutoring sessions or courses on really that building literacy into the workplace. So think about one of those places. I do some education from the adult level on what it looks like, but I don't really get down there into practice and try to revamp it. I'm educating the educator.
Sherry, thank you for that. For those that are listening, Sherry and I kind of came up through the ranks together as far as launching our businesses. I was launching the Kathy Binner International Academy at the same time she was launching her business as a dysgraphia expert. So I chose to ask Sherry to be my co-moderator, my co-host for Build a Better Business, because again, she and I came up through the trenches together and we have a lot of the same background as far as how to launch and how to put a business together. So with that said, I want to share my screen and show you a little bit about how I do that. And let me go back. Here it is. And I was right in the middle of my website. So let me get back to the beginning. This is my website. And you can find everything that we do here on Build a Better Business here on the website. If you just scroll down the homepage, you will see the other courses and you just come down to the Build a Better Business. And here's the free meetup. So this is what we're in today. And so when you click through on the free meetup, you'll get all of our replays. When you click through on the course, you will get the information on how to build a better business. And that's what I'm going to show you next. When you click through on the mastermind, then you can be in a smaller group with us where we actually get down in the weeds and kind of break down how to do all of the parts and pieces that we're talking about. So anyway, as we go through the Build a Better Business, we talk about all kinds of things. I'm going to get my folder out here so I can say it in order. We start off by telling you how to write your VPS, your value proposition statement, and we're going to start in January. So this is perfect timing if you want to start from the top and actually put a business together. It doesn't matter what kind of a business, all the businesses can follow this format. But then we start to work on our story, on our storytelling, because storytelling is our marketing. And so Sherry and I each have quite a story with our backgrounds as to why we're doing what we're doing. And we won't get into that today. But when we start down the course curriculum, we will get into storytelling. And then into serving, we talk about serving and how you can borrow someone else's audience to share your message. And they will promote you once they feel a connection there. And Sherry and I, we were just talking a little bit about that before we started recording today on how she is making some connections with other companies and organizations, and she's going to be able to share their audience and she's able to share her message to their audience. And so from there, we're going to then talk about website design. Sherry and I both have gone back and forth on website design. We've got some ideas on what works best for us. And then what works, you know, but the good, better, and best, you know, there's no bad website, but there are better, and then there are some that are the best. And so we share all of those attributes with you as well. And then we get into what kind of offers, how are you going to make money? You know, how are you going to create this business to actually start bringing in some cash flow? So then we start talking about your offers and how to stack those and advertise those. We get into social media. And then all the different ways that you can get your voice out there. You can create a blog, you can create a podcast. And then today's topic is you can do public speaking. So once you have your story and you know your story and you're very comfortable with your story, then you lose all of your fear of public speaking, because if somebody asks you to present, whether it's a 20-minute presentation or an hour presentation for a keynote, for example, all you have to do is launch into your story and then tie in your products and services with your story on how you struggled and then how you discovered some answers, how you overcame, and now how you want to help other folks in their struggles overcome as well. So anyway, it's all that good stuff. And I know that's a lot of information, but that's kind of the formula. But today, I just want to give you an overview. We're not going to go very long today. There's not a lot of folks on the call. I know the holidays are busy. We just had our big holiday party last night, so I get it. So anyway, today, I just want to go over how to find the information. This is the Academy. If you click through, when you scroll down, it looks just like the website. And when you come down to the Build a Better Business for the course and click through on the course, this is where you will find all of that information. So as you come down through here, here is, again, we talk about adding more heart to your business and how to create your value proposition. This is the formulas that I was just giving you, your storytelling, your serving, your website, tons of information in here. How to create your opt-in offer, how to create your first base, your second base, your third base, finally your home run package, how to create your website and your sales funnel. And then we get into the basics of blogging, podcasting, and finally public speaking. And so the topics on public speaking is how public speaking can help your marketing, 5 ways to build public speaking into your marketing plan, how to create a speaker one sheet, and I will give you a sample of a speaker one sheet. I don't know about you, but I do some interviewing. I know Sherry does too. When you're interviewing folks, it's so nice if they show up with that one sheet, because it gives you at a glance, it gives you their history, their topic, the questions you can ask them, what their specialty is, and it just makes the interviewer sound more intelligent. And so if you are going to position yourself to be a speaker, you need to have a one sheet as well. So it makes your interviewer that's interviewing you sound more intelligent. And so then the last topic is how to become a paid public speaker. And there's 7 surefire ways to get started. So with that, I'm going to stop sharing. That's the information. And so Sherry, when or how was the last time that you actually were invited to speak, and how did that go for you? And give us a little bit of background about how you got there, how you found the opportunity, and how it came together for you.
Wow. Okay. So, you know, I just got done with a big public presentation a few weeks ago, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I spoke for the international organization called CNEA. CNEA is a special education inclusion conference. It went live December 2nd. However, they pre-recorded most of the presentations to a small group of their staff people. And because I was also part of the community and was a speaker, I was able to participate and watch other people's presentations as well. So although it was Zoom, it was an international and it actually is still live for until April. How she found me? I believe, hello, Brian. I believe that she found me on another conference that I was speaking on with dyslexia as the gist of the conference. And she reached out to me from that conference. And I've got one, another conference that I spoke at, and I have another conference that's has reached out to me off from the second one. So one of the little things I want to say is free presentations or very low-cost presentations can create paid presentations down the road. So this conference is that I was just speaking of, really the focus and the organization is in Asia. And so I just got to speak to a whole bunch of Asian professionals that deal with special education. And I was able, because of this conference, to see a longtime celebrity, I guess is the way you call her, in the world of autism. Her name is Temple Grandin. I actually was able to participate live when she presented her virtual conference. And she called on me. And I was like, I said, sorry. I was so hit off guard because I had my screen off at that time for a very intentional reason. And I really wasn't prepared to give her any response. And then she called me out because if I turn my screen off, the picture that I have on there, she's like, I love your purple coat. And I was like, oh, great. So it was just an awkward moment. I just wasn't prepared to talk to her at that very moment. I was just more in like sitting back going, I'm actually in the room with Temple Grandin. How can this be? How did I get here? So I was still in that awe state, even though she called on me and I was totally fumbling all over my words. But that was one. And then I just spoke virtually in Canada to a live group for a workshop for them. And then I will be speaking in Texas at the Summer Dyslexia Institute for the one region of Texas. And one of the things that's happening right now is, I think it's coming from the federal level, but I know Texas and Pennsylvania are really deep into the trenches of changing legislation on dyslexia in the education realm, where they're mandating that all K-8 teachers have dyslexia training. Okay. So I am coming into this time at a very opportune moment, did not realize it at the time.
And then, so you are definitely at the right place at the right time with your message.
Yes. Yes. And I have been talking with the Pennsylvania International Dyslexia Association, and I am probably going to be on one of their committees starting in January.
I love that. I love that. And just like Sherry, first of all, I want to welcome Brian to the call. Brian, welcome. We're glad that you're here. But I want to also share, just like Sherry, I was scared to death to be a speaker for the longest time. And I just always remember thinking, I'm not going to be a speaker. I don't want to be a speaker. And so once I knew that I had my story perfected, when I went through the section about my storytelling is my marketing, and I knew how to tell my story in a way that I could weave in my products and services. And once I had that under my belt, then I became a lot more comfortable because it was my story. And so you don't have to try to memorize anything because it's your story. You know, it's like when you go to a party and somebody goes, tell us how you two met, you know, well, it's how you met. So you don't have to memorize it. It's what it is. And so once I realized that, I relaxed. And as you can see from, for those of you that are looking at the video, some of you are just listening to the podcast, but when you look at the video, you can see where my name says Kathy Benner, Passive Income Coach. Well, with passive income, one of my lanes is real estate investing. And so I had a group, and Sherry, you'll appreciate this, a real estate group asked me to present to their annual meeting, and the meeting was in Ireland. And so I was virtually brought in through Zoom, and I presented to a group of realtors in Ireland. And then the following week, I presented to a group of realtors in Indiana, here kind of locally. You know, I'm in Ohio, so the next state over. And so they brought me in, and it was a hybrid meeting where the group was live in the room, and then they brought me in virtually on a Zoom call and put me on the big screen. And so, again, I don't know what that looked like. I don't know how big the big screen was, whether I was like this bigger than life, you know, image up there on the wall. But again, once you're comfortable with your story, then you can relax into it and you come across a lot more authentic. And a coach of mine told me one time, I said, how do you get past your nerves when, you know, when you're going to be public speaking? And she said, get out of your head and into your heart. Get out of your head and into your heart. She said, you're sharing your message because it's your message that's important, not you. She said, so don't worry about, is my hair okay? And did I wear the right thing? And, you know, and am I standing correctly? And she said, don't worry about any of that. She said, just connect with your audience. So get out of your head and into your heart. And she said, once you do that, she said, your message will be received so much better because your audience can tell that. And we've all sat in seminars. We all have been there. We know that. And I can attest to that. When the speaker is actually, you know, out of their head and into their heart, I can feel a difference in their presentation. So I hope they can tell a difference in mine as well. So anyway, that is what we have about public speaking. Any questions or comments? And I know for me, the biggest thing was the fear of a big audience. And I just had to get over that. And I discovered that practice is what helped me get over that. So how about you, Sherry, when you're in front of a large group, does that bother you more than a small group?
I'll let you know in July. that fear is has been like one of those things where I'm going, you're having me speak in front of how many people? So one of the things I want to do is reach out to my local school district, and I want to go into their auditorium, and I want to practice speaking in their auditorium at a podium, because what this audience down in Texas is and the auditorium of our local school district are very similar in size. So I think that will help me get over that fear, but I have to then imagine people in seats, not just speaking to an empty room.
It's a different experience. And again, if you can weave your story and your products and services in with your story, that helps with the nerves, because then you're not going to stutter around trying to remember what am I supposed to say next, because you're just telling your story. And you're just letting it unfold organically as it happened to you, and how you then knew that was what your issue was and how you wanted to create a product or a service to help other folks that are having the same issue. And that just really kind of helps the presentation along, and it makes it more authentic, and it actually makes you connect more with your audience. I don't know about you, but if I listen to a speaker and they're just giving a lot of statistics and all of that, my mind starts to wander. But when they're telling me a story, it's like reading a novel or watching a movie. I want to know how it turns out. So I'm paying attention. I want to know the ending. Yeah. So it makes a difference. So Brian, how about you? Are you, have you done any public speaking? I'm not sure if he's listening at work. Oh, there he is.
See. Not on the level as everybody else in this room, in this virtual room.
What have you done so far? Any type of public speaking so far?
Well, I've emceed a couple of festivals. I don't know if that counts or not, but
absolutely. Yes.
Oh yeah, it does. And that's about it.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit more about what that means to emcee something.
So you welcome the audience and you're basically the host from that time to that time. So keep them engaged, keep them entertained.
So there's some pressure there for you to be on your game.
Yeah, you have to practice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, yes, practice makes perfect, as I'd like to say.
Yeah. So do you do a lot of improv training to be an MC?
Well, I grew up doing theater and improv and host a long-running podcast. So I have that background and experience.
Okay. Well, you mentioned podcasts. That's one of my favorite ways to be a speaker is to simply be a guest on someone's podcast because you are speaking to a larger audience and sometimes it feels a little safer because oftentimes it's a virtual room such as this one that we're doing right now on Zoom. But yet your message can then go out to just millions and millions. Sherry and I, we were just sharing the other day on in our mastermind of Build a Better Business. We were sharing about podcasting and blogging, and we were looking at our analytics. And that's quite interesting to see how widespread our podcast listeners are and where most of them are coming from. And so that was very interesting for us to look at those numbers. And so that's a great way to get started public speaking as well. But there's nothing, I don't think, any more nerve-wracking, if you will, than getting on a live stage with several hundred people, to me, is probably the most nerve-wracking experience. Now, in a festival-type environment where everybody is kind of doing their own thing and some are listening and some are chatting and, you know, or whatever, might take a little bit of the pressure off. But when you walk into a room and you're the keynote and everybody is sitting there waiting for you to say something, you know, that's amazing, that's a lot of pressure. And so that's why I think you have to have your story, totally perfected so that no matter what comes at you, even if you lose your place, you're just telling your story and it comes across more authentic and more natural. So Sherry, practice your story, weave your products and services in around your story because that's gonna help you with the nerves. So I appreciate that. So any comments or questions about public speaking? One of the ways that you can practice is on Clubhouse. And Sherry had a Clubhouse room for a while. I have a Clubhouse room. There's Toastmasters if you want to, you know, start small and get in front of a smaller group and learn how to, because they throw out what's called table topics and they'll just throw you a topic and you don't have any time to prepare and you have to stand up and talk about it. Then of course you can do, you know, Zoom calls, Zoom podcast, YouTube, Facebook Live. There's all kinds of ways that you can get your practice in. So, Brian, how about you? What ways can you practice? What, or do you practice? I don't know Brian, did you hear me? Not sure if he can hear. Sherry, what ways can you, there he is. Yeah.
What was the question again?
What ways can you or do you practice your speaking so that you keep current, I guess, is the right term, so that you keep comfortable if you're called on?
Keep doing it. Just do it. Even if you're in a room by yourself, like I am right now.
Okay. So you're speaking right now. Yeah. So we're practicing just getting on Zoom calls. Yeah, absolutely. Sherry, how about you? How do you stay comfortable in your public speaking so that when you are asked to speak, you're not starting from ground zero going, oh my goodness, what am I going to talk about? What do I have to do? How do you keep current?
Last year, I started at the beginning of the year with a webinar and I posted it for free. And over time, I've changed the webinar from when it first created it to now. And that is what I used when I did my keynote presentations. And I tweaked it more for their specific audience, but I got the basics of the presentation down with that practice several times a week for free on a free webinar. I'm planning on doing the same thing this coming year, but I've converted my thing from a webinar to a 5-day challenge, which starts this coming Monday.
Ah, so you do have a challenge coming up. So for those of you that are listening, we have another course and it's called How to Create Your 5-Day Challenge Mastermind or Masterclass. And Sherry is launching her 5-Day Challenge on Monday. So this will be what, your second time doing the 5-Day Challenge?
Yes, it's the second time doing one, but this one is brand new.
Okay.
The first one, I realized all my mistakes. I had to go back and revamp it, restart over again. And so this is a very brand new challenge. If you are interested in dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, if you go to my website, which is my name, sherrydotter.com, it says 5-day challenge up in the menu and you can click on the information there. The target audience for this particular 5-day challenge is K to 2 teachers.
Okay. Good to know. Sherry, I just see your message just spreading across the country. I think this is going to be great for you. It's just getting the word out and it's just hanging in there until the message gets out there. So kudos to you. So Brian, what business are you growing? This call is Build a Better Business. And what business is it that you're growing? Give Brian a moment to click back in if he's there. There he is.
freelance writing.
Very good. Okay. Very good. So are you a member of a lot of writing groups?
I am not a member of a lot of writing groups, but I am involved with a couple of creative groups in the Columbus area.
Okay. Very good. And so I would recommend if you're already writing, I don't know where you are in your writing career, whether you're just starting or whether you're a seasoned writer and you're looking for some projects, but have you put yourself on company platforms, online platforms like Fiverr or Upwork?
I have not done Fiverr or Upwork.
Okay. Explore those because if you're ready to write for your clients and you're ready to have clients, that's a great place to get some clients. That's a great place to get started. It's kind of like the Amazon for writers. You can go on there and say, here's who I am and here's what I do. And then people will click on you if they've got a project that they need that you would be a good fit for them. And Upwork and Fiverr both will kind of match you up with folks looking for services and the services that you offer. So it's a great way to get started. Now, we encourage you to stay with us as we start the new year. We're going to start in January talking about your VPS and just how to hone in on what it is you're offering and how to put those offers together. So anyone that wants to build a better business or you're just getting started or you're not getting the responses that you know, you'd like to be getting, then join us. And we're going to start again in January. And I'm looking at the date just to be sure. I always have to look and see what is my calendar date. And it is the second Friday of every month at 10 a.m. is our free call. And we are starting on January 13th. That'll be our next meetup on Build a Better Business. And we're going to talk about our VPS. What is your value proposition statement? What is it that you do? And for whom do you offer the services? And once you have that clear on who you're servicing, who your audience is, then you're able to create the products that your audience wants. I say this all the time, and Sherry will appreciate this. You have to enter the conversation in your audience's mind, not make them enter the conversation in your mind. Sherry and I, we were just talking before we started recording today that she was in a seminar where the presenters were definitely not in their audience's mind. The presenters that we were talking about were way up here and the audience was down here. So you have to be sure that you're entering the conversation that's going on in your audience's mind. You have to answer the questions that they walk into the room with. And the only way to do that is to test and measure and ask questions and find out exactly where they are so that you can meet them where they are. And so that's what we talk about on the VPS, is you have to decide who that audience is. And once you do that, see, now it's easier to create your products and services, because you're going to create the products and services for that audience. And so that makes your life a lot easier. So anyway, join us the second Friday of every month. Mark your calendar, write that down, Build a Better Business. We're going to go through the series on how to put your business together and how to get results. Now, I don't know about you, but I just kind of threw a website out there and I wasn't getting any results. It wasn't converting. Sherry and I kind of came up, through the ranks together. And once we started rearranging our websites and working with tried and true formulas and layouts, both of our websites started converting and we're getting action now. On our, people are clicking through and people are buying. And so you have to do it correctly. It's like building a house. You have to build the foundation first. So that's what we're talking about. So anyway, any comments or questions? Sherry, how about you?
No, but you have inspired me. I've been thinking a lot about my mastermind that I do. And as you were talking, you might have seen me looking off to the side and writing some notes to myself. I have 9 topics that I'm going to include in my mastermind next year. And I don't meet over the summer. I have 2 months that I don't talk to teachers. They don't want to be talked to in June and July and August. Right. So we kind of close up shop in June, and then we start the new school year in late August. So there's 2 months, and depends on where I'm at with this, but I have 9 topics that are stuff that are part of me that I don't talk about in the course that I'm doing. So this will be added value for the people that choose to join this mastermind.
Good for you. Good for you. So you're bringing in a little bit more of your story, and you're definitely entering the conversation that's going on in their minds about this topic. And so that will make your mastermind much more authentic and much more relatable, and you'll definitely grow your tribe, and you'll have those raving fans that will be watching for everything that you put out there. And that's, of course, where we want to get to. We want to get to a place where when we put something out, our tribe is like, oh, here's more information and it's more value and we're in. Then they're automatically in. And Sherry and I have been in organizations like that, that no matter what the leadership did, we were in, because we believed in their message and we believed in their heart, and we were connected because of that. And that's how Sherry and I met. And so that's the kind of business that we want to have. And that's the kind of business we want you to have. So Brian, how about you? Any comments, last comments or questions before we go for today?
None. I mean, this is a great workshop. So yeah.
Well, early on, and you jumped on the call right about the time I was sharing, you can find all of the information about Build a Better Business at kathybinner.com. Just scroll down the homepage and click through on the free meetups to get all of the replays on the course. And I was showing the course when Brian came on board. I was showing the course where the last section, and this is December, so we go through a topic every month, and we were going through the topic of speaking. And because at the end of the day, you can advertise all day long. You can put information out across social media. You can try to get people to hear your message. But when you're a public speaker, you could be in front of a room of 40 people. And so now you're making basically a one-on-one connection with 40 people all at the same time. Or you can be in a room with 100 people and you're making that connection one-on-one with 100 people all at the same time. And so that's why speaking is so important. But it's at the very end of everything that we talk about on Build a Better Business, because when you're ready to do public speaking, you've got to have your message down. You've got to be prepared because you're going to get rattled and you're going to come across as not being as effective. So you have to have that message really honed in. And so that's why we put the speaking at the very end, but it is a perfect way to advertise your business and 10X it. And then you'll be ready to 10X it because you'll have your message down pat. So that's what we want to talk about today. Yes. Sherry, go ahead.
And then TEDx it.
Yes. And then TEDx it. That's right. Yes. And then TEDx it after you 10X it. I get that. Yes. Now, have you applied to be a TEDx speaker, Sherry?
Working on the message right now.
Okay.
Working on that message right now.
Yep. It's an application process. I get it. Yep. I love it. I love it. Sherry, I would be so honored for you to be our first TEDx speaker. that would just thrill me to no end. I love that.
I'm working on it. I am working with Caesar.
Okay. Okay. I love that. I love that. Good stuff. So thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate you being here. And so again, this is Build a Better Business, and we will see you the second Friday of every month at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. So join us here on Zoom, and we'll talk to you later.